What a delightful way to begin with that cheery music and those pictures. And I hope that despite the fact that Mother Nature is still trying to sweep Old Man Winter out of here, that you will bask today in the summer love of God within this warm place and the warmth and fellowship of this congregation. I'm here to welcome you. My name is Barbara Foat, and I'm a member of the congregation here. And whatever brings you here, please feel welcome. If you are new, in the bulletin I hope you got is a yellow slip. We'd like to know who you are and to thank you for coming. And if you've been here for 50 years or more, we'd still like to know that you are here. So please do grab your yellow slip now and fill that out. And on the flip side is a place that you can leave a prayer request. And those will be picked up by the ushers during the service. And otherwise, just drop the yellow slip in the offering plate when that comes by. We do also have a brochure for any newcomers. If I haven't caught you yet, I or somebody else on the welcome team will be glad to give you one of these. The worship service is abbreviated in what you got, but it will be up on the screen with all the readings and responses. But if you'd like to see all the liturgy, on the back over here, this little crazy little diagram that you can't figure out what it is a QR code. And if you have a smartphone with the right app, you can do that and voila, it will magically appear right there on your smartphone to go along with. We have restrooms and childcare out here. There will be fellowship after the worship service out either door in the gathering room, which is behind me. There are a couple of things that I would like to highlight in the announcements. I was really excited to read about this choral concert that's coming up May 16th with our choir and some other choirs. So put that on your list. And I would also note about the trustees saying that we want to renovate our restrooms. And so if you've come into a little money or you win the lottery or something else and you would like to make that kind of contribution, please check that out in the bulletin. There's many other things. I wanted to just check with Pastor Alicia. Is Mary Wilson's service still today after worship? Yes. So right after worship, we will have a short memory. Mary used to sit over here with her daughter Joanne and was just such a gracious and lovely person and always greeting people with true warmth. And we want to honor her after worship today. There are many other options in the bulletin, and take a look at those. But now it is time to continue our worship.
Good morning. Great to see all of you. So I am Pastor Alicia. I am honored to say I am the pastor here at this church. We are so busy and active doing so many things, and I would like to say welcome to the family. I heard one thing that wasn't announced that I just want to mention so that you aren't surprised when you walk out that door. We have the Eastern Farm Workers here. If anyone would like to buy a pre-sale ticket for their barbecue dinner on Friday, you just go through, at the end of worship they'll be here, and you just go through the door and talk with them. So we have a lot of great things happening today. This week we begin the season of the church year called Eastertide. It is a period between Jesus' resurrection on Easter and the commissioning of the Holy Spirit of Jesus' followers at Pentecost, which this year is on June 9th. Pentecost is celebrated as the beginning of the Christian church. We will be hearing the story of the in-between time in the Bible from the Gospel of John and from the Acts of the Apostles and from Dr. Seuss's book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Imagine how Jesus' followers felt at his death. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't know what was ahead or what to believe. Did they just go back to their life before Jesus? Was it all over? Or was there something else in store for them that was bigger than they could ever imagine? Listen now as our choir sings the refrain from Every Morning is Easter Morning, a song from the Christian folk music revolution of the 1960s and 1970s that we will sing later as our opening hymn. If you remember the song, please join in.
Morning is Easter morning from now on. Good morning. My name is Lee Potter, and I'll be your liturgist this morning. Eastertide helps us spend time reflecting on the event of the resurrection. It helps us to understand overcoming, putting the past behind us, and embracing each new day with wonder and excitement of the empty tomb. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in our responsive call to worship by Donna Markova. Let us swing wide all the doors and windows of our hearts on the rusty hinges. Let us see the light in the other and honor it. Let holiness move in us. There was a quote online this week: God does not lend a helping hand. God gives us both hands. And so we are also called to use both our hands in our work for God in this place. Please remain standing and join in singing, Every Morning is Easter Morning.
Every morning is Easter morning from now on. Every day's resurrection day, the past is over and gone. Goodbye guilt, goodbye fear, good riddance. Hello Lord, hello Son. I am one of the Easter people, my new life has begun. Every morning is Easter morning from now on. Every day's resurrection day, the past is over and gone. Daily news is so bad, it seems that good news seldom gets heard. Get it straight from the Easter people, God's in charge, spread the word. Every morning is Easter morning from now on. Every day's resurrection day, the past is over and gone. Yesterday I was bored and lonely, but today look and see. I belong to the Easter people, life's exciting to me. Every morning is Easter morning from now on. Every day's resurrection day, the past is over and gone. Every morning is Easter morning. Every morning is Easter morning. Every morning is Easter morning. From now on.
Before you settle back in your seats, take time to connect with the people around you, saying, may the peace of the risen Christ be with you. And share a handshake, a hand bump, a hug. When you hear the music, it's time for the children.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Halle, halle, hallelujah. Halle, halle, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, you do have a boo-boo. Uh-oh. Well, good morning, everyone. How are ya? Oh, hi. So, did anyone celebrate Easter last week? Who did? Raise your hand if you celebrated Easter last week. Kind of? Okay. Did you come to... You were in church, right? I thought I saw you here. Last Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you celebrated Easter. You're good. All right. So, what was your favorite part about celebrating Easter? What was your favorite part? You got something? You have a favorite part? Do you have a favorite part? What, want to share? No. Okay. What was your favorite part?
Spending time with my family.
Ooh, spending time with your family. Nice. What was your favorite part about Easter? Do you have something, Matthew?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
Ha.
That was your favorite part? Okay. Any other favorite parts about Easter? Somebody out in the congregation just said chocolate. Did anyone else get chocolate or eat chocolate, candy? You had ice cream? Yeah. So did anyone get an Easter bunny? Like a chocolate bunny? A couple people did. Do you start with the ears or the feet? Where do you start? Where do you start, Jacob? In the middle? Okay. How about you? Where do you start? In the ears. Okay. Anyone else have a chocolate bunny they ate? I never know. Where did you start, Maya?
On the head.
On the head. All right. Well, later we're going to hear how... Oh, I forgot my... Dale, can you bring me my prop down there that's in... It's right there. White. Later we're going to hear how Jesus comes to visit his disciples and breathes on them the Holy Spirit so that they may have his strength, Jesus' strength, and never feel alone. So I thought we could practice with our breath real quick because Jesus blew his breath on the disciples. So how about we all get a feather? And you can blow this feather, and we'll see who can blow it the farthest, okay? I'm trying to get big ones here. If I find another big one, I'll give it to you, okay? All right. You ready for this?
Who got two?
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Okay, you going to give it to your sister? All right, here's yours. We're going to blow it out. So let's all stand up. Did everyone? Oh, no. Here you go, sweetie. Here's yours. Did everyone get a feather? Okay, let's stand up. Here's yours. Are you ready for this? Let's see who can blow it the farthest out there. So Jesus blew the Holy Spirit on his disciples. So let's go. Let's see. Ready? One, two, three. Ooh, nice. Oh, goodness. Very good. Very good. All right, will you pray with me, and then we'll go pick up our feathers and go sit with our whoever brought us, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, we are so grateful that you came back and that you shared the Holy Spirit with us so we might never feel alone. Be with us in our everyday so that we might make a difference in this world. Amen. All right, so you can go pick up your feather, and if you can't find your feather, I'll get you a new feather. And you can go sit with whoever brought you. Thanks for talking with me.
Our scripture this morning is from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, and finds Jesus' followers hiding behind closed doors, paralyzed in fear, grief, and unknowing. I'm reading verses 9 through 31 from the New Revised Standard Version. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Handbell Choir. That was really amazing. That was really amazing. Who had the most bells? Carol? Corinne. That's amazing. Well, I don't know about any of you, but have you noticed how everyone is always on their cell phone? Some people are on their cell phone now. I don't know about any of you, but in this day and age of Google, I find when I'm not sure of something, I Google it. I Google it right away. And this might be why it seems like we're always on our cell phones, because when I'm having a heated conversation with someone, we immediately go to Google to find out the answer, right? So that we don't have to go home and look it up in an encyclopedia or go back and figure out who starred or the theme song of some show in 1950. We can just Google it. It's quick proof of who is right and who is wrong. We no longer have to doubt the correct answer because the internet's always right, right? No. So the Judicial Council of the United Methodist Church ruled this on Friday. And our hope that the traditional plan would be found unconstitutional is gone. We wonder if the Methodist movement that once stood up for the oppressed, starting with our founder John Wesley, will be able to come back home to its roots after this year of legislation rooted in oppression and punishment. We doubt. We are not sure of our path. And this kind of stuff makes us doubt our denomination and where God wants us to be. We even wonder, where is God in this? Sometimes we even doubt ourselves. We doubt we can make it through a situation. We doubt we are worthy of God's amazing love. We ask, where is God when black churches are burned down and Jewish synagogues are shot up? Well, Thomas was not that different than his fellow disciples. The other disciples were able to see Jesus' wounds. Jesus quickly offered to show them. Scripture says Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Thomas was not there for that meeting, and he had experienced the trauma of losing his teacher, his rabbi, in a horrific way. Why would he not doubt without seeing proof? In the past, Jesus had given proof. He had performed miracles of healing and rose Lazarus from the dead. This was proof that his disciples could see Jesus was more than just another man. We seem to want proof of everything today. We want to know how and why of everything. There's even a show called Mythbusters, just in case we aren't sure. We may be more like doubting Thomas than we'd like to admit. Late last night, I found a quote that brought this all together from Abraham Joshua Heschel. "We are closer to God when we are asking questions than when we think we have the answers." Asking questions is still a relationship. In the United Methodist tradition, we have a thing called the quadrilateral. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but Google it later and you'll learn all about it. The quadrilateral, try to spell it too. It is a tradition, a formula that the United Methodists use to not only interpret, translate scripture, it's also a way in which we interpret faith. So the quadrilateral includes scripture, we read scripture, reason, experience, and tradition. My colleague in the city says, it means that even though we believe, we have not lost our minds. Our scripture today shares the important truth that people come to believe in many ways. That's why I brought up the quadrilateral. Sometimes we become believers because of a testimony. Someone's story is shared and we connect to that story and it brings us to faith. Sometimes it's through worship or music or prayer or serving others or justice work or maybe even the sermon sometimes or the Bible or Bible study alone or in a small group. Thomas reminds us in 2019 that we may not all show up to worship on a Sunday morning and believe. So, the believing and not believing in the end, it is not the end of this scripture. Jesus breathes on the disciples the Holy Spirit and tells them and us to share our faith even in our doubt, even when we're asking questions, even in our brokenness. Jesus says, just share. Because people come to believe in many ways, we are able to share our faith through our own God-given gifts. Today, in our doubt, when we need proof, in our questioning, in our brokenness, share this grace and life-giving love God has given us with someone else. Amen.
We all have times of doubt. Our contemporary reading today shares with us the source of our life that overcomes our doubt time and time again. Hear these words. There is nothing that can destroy or contain your life, O God. Life is always slipping between the cracks of the world and of our lives, always sending out its shoots and scattering its seeds, giving birth to new promises and possibilities. We need eyes and ears, hearts and minds that are attuned to the signs and songs of life that respond automatically to life's rhythms and reasons. Teach us, O God, to respond to the life that flows in tears of joy and that stumbles through tears of grief. Teach us, O God, to respond to the life that resists even the harshest violence and the most cataclysmic disaster, and that slowly rises from ashes of destruction and war. Teach us, O God, to respond to the life that dances in the untamed places of the planet and that walks gently in cities and technology. Teach us, O God, to respond to the life that sings in the cry of the infant and that whispers in the sigh of the dying. Life, your life, is always slipping between the cracks of the world and of our lives, O God. We need only to recognize it and respond, and in this moment, insofar as we are able, we do. William Gaither, the author of the hymn we are going to sing, has acknowledged that the baby he is referring to in the second verse was his own newborn son. So when you sing, you can sing he or she or they, depending on what baby or babies come to mind as you sing it. Please stand in body or spirit and join in singing hymn 364, Because He Lives. Thank you.
God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I could face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy they give. But greater still, the calm assurance, this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he reigns. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Please be seated.
We will now enter a time of prayer and reflection.
Lord, listen to your praying. Lord, send your Spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to their praying. Lord, send your Spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us be together in prayer as we first have a time of silence. Then I will offer a spoken prayer, and then we will speak the Lord's Prayer together. Speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Take a deep breath. Get comfortable in your seat and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Lord, at this moment, right now, We rejoice at your presence in this world. Whether we trust in faith or trust after seeing and touching, like Thomas, we pray that your presence will touch all those we have mentioned here and continue from now on. What does this resurrection mean for us here and now? Thomas Carlyle writes, "Under the sign of Thomas, we live, we doubters, we wanderers, scrupulously suspicious of human and inhuman dogmatisms, unfootnoted creeds, and facile suppositions. We must put our heads as well as our fingers at the point where facts puncture the flesh and measure how far love can unsafely go. So, Lord, help us contemplate where love can go here and now." Let us pray together our Lord's Prayer. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. What does it mean for God's kingdom? A place where all are kin or family to come on earth as it is in heaven? If you were here last week, you heard the beginning of Cindy's story, the hard times she experienced after the loss of her son, and how she came to find University Church and experience the gift of Pastor Alicia's thoughtful listening. Here's the rest of the story.
Participated in the soup and sermon regularly. Met friends there that shared the same interests as I. I was distraught. I had no spiritual outlet. And the church is like, give me that. Well, my session with, you know, sessions with Pastor Alicia, they were giving me that, you know. And I don't know, I started coming to the pantry because my pantry that I had was interfering with the doctor's appointments and so on that I had. I couldn't make that. So they, quote unquote, adopted me here to be involved in the pantry. I started volunteering a little bit because I can't really lift, push, and pull, but I did little things. And it gave me a source of feeling of that I belong. The church makes me feel like I belong somewhere, you know. I always know that I have a place where I can go. I didn't no longer need, find a need for to be in a relationship intimately to take the abuse, because I found out through the church that I'm worth something, that I am somebody, and I have somebody that loves me for me. When I was down and out and didn't know there was a light, the church became my light. I didn't know how to really pray. The church has taught me how to really pray, to not be so serious about everything. I found last year, through all the things of a pacemaker, Hep C, which was cured through the vaccine. I was exposed to TB as a child, and I was always getting the positive PPDs. I took the vaccine for that, no longer that. My high blood pressure was out of control. My diabetes was out of control, which led me to a renal failure, chronic renal failure. And I was in denial. The pastor actually, you know, through prayer, as she told me to pray, church told me to pray. Through that, I've accepted it because I was in straight denial. I didn't want to do it. I might not be here right now. In November, I had two strokes. But one thing the church has taught me, don't take it all on yourself. Give it to God. And that is the truth. I've learned to give all of this to God. And that's what United Methodist has done for me.
Cindy, thank you again for sharing your story. You have received the love of this church, and now you are sharing the love of this church with others. That's how it works. Lives are being changed here every day. We open our doors to everyone. All are truly welcome. Our family has been gathering at this place for 150 years, and you are now part of this living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all that we have and a way that we keep the family healthy. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips in the plate as the ushers collect the offering and the choir sings, "Oh, Love, How Deep."
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
We will praise our Maker while we have breath. Please remain standing and join in the unison prayer of dedication. Lord, let our congregation be a witness to you, immersed in Scripture, constant in prayer, joyful in worship, generous in giving, a loving, supportive community, reaching out to those in need. Accept these gifts we offer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our closing hymn, Easter, Alleluia, is all about triplets. Alleluia, I Googled it. Alleluia means may God be praised. And in the early church, the priests would just say that. And they wouldn't say it through all 40 days of Lent. But on Easter morning, they would say Alleluia. So we're going to sing that. And Dennis, if you'll please play just the first line of the melody for us. And now let us sing it a couple times together to get it under our voice. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Glory to God who does wondrous things. Let all the people God's praises now sing. All of creation in splendor shall ring. Alleluia. See how salvation for all has been won. Up from the grave our new life has begun. Life now perfected in Jesus the Son. Alleluia. Now in our presence the Lord will appear. Shine in the faces of all of us here. Fill us with joy and cast out all our fear. Alleluia. Call us good shepherd, we listen for you. Wanting to see you in all that we do. We would the gate of salvation pass through. Alleluia. Lord, we open to all that you say. Ready to listen and follow your way. You are the potter and we are the clay. Alleluia. If we have love, then we dwell in the Lord. God will protect us from fire and sword. Fill us with love and the peace of his word. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Wow, I got so excited about that song, I forgot my cue. And now the peace, may the peace of God, which exceeds all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of the God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.